Welcome to Embracing Your Unlimited Possibilities, the podcast that will rock your world. I am Carol Briney, and I'm honored and humbled to be your host on this journey. It is my passion to help you to learn to hear and follow your inner guidance so that you can live the life of your dreams. This podcast asks the question, do you remember who you were before everyone told you who you should be? I am here to remind you of your intimate connection to Source. You, my friend, are a divine being having a human experience here on Earth, not the other way around. And just in case you cannot see the divine in yourself, I will be here to hold that vision for you until you can see it too. We will be here Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and we are looking forward to having you join us and helping you to achieve the life of your dreams.
Joyous greetings. Welcome to the Embracing Your Unlimited Possibilities podcast. I am Carol A. Briney, and I am thrilled to be here sharing new thoughts and ancient wisdom as we all grow on our path of unlimited and never-ending expansion. Before I introduce my fabulous guest today, I want to give a shout-out to all of those people who have downloaded, listened, shared, rated, and reviewed these podcasts. We have been listed in the top 10 of New and Noteworthy on iTunes almost since the very first podcast, and it is because of awesome people like you who are helping us to spread the word about just how powerful your thoughts are to creating your life and reminding everyone of their true connection to the source of this great and glorious universe. Thank you for your help. You are a big part of the success of the show, and I appreciate you. I have known my guest today for over 13 years. In that time, I have watched him truly walk his talk. Sean lives his life out loud. As the founder and CEO of Mental Profits, Your Thoughts Create Your Income, he has traveled all over the world speaking and training. He has advised presidents and mentored high-level entrepreneurs. He has studied human potential for 30 years and now shares his knowledge with people from all backgrounds. Sean is also one of only 30 people in the world certified to coach and mentor people on self-talk. He is partnered with the father of self-talk himself, Dr. Shad Helmstetter, and together this group of mentors helps individuals and organizations achieve staggering success, sometimes in as little as 30 days. Please welcome my friend and mentor, international speaker and coach, Sean Murphy.
Carol, it's so great to be here with you. Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm buzzing. This is so awesome. I just want to applaud you on the courage and the effort that you've put forth to create these podcasts. But that's just you, the sharing that you do, the caring that you have. So I'm excited to be here. Let's go.
All right. Well, Sean, I have so many things to ask you, and we only have around a half an hour. I feel like a kid in a candy store here, so let's just jump right in. Tell us a little about yourself and your company, Mental Profits.
Well, you know, Carol, we all have this vision when we're young that we're gonna make a difference. We're gonna do something. We're gonna do something that inspires our soul, that allows us to embrace our unlimited possibilities. And that's why I love being around you, because from the moment that we met 13 years ago, I've been on that path from a little child, helping myself to do more, to be more. So I realized a long time ago that words don't teach. So no matter what you do in front of an audience, in front of an individual, on a conference call, I realized that there has to be something more. We have to be able to give that person the tools, the ability, the courage to go take that next step. And that's when I came up with the idea of the company that I have, Mental Profits. See, everything we have in our life, all of our thoughts, begin with an emotion, with a feeling, with a state, and then we go, well, if I'm in a sad state, I have sad thoughts. If I'm in a happy mood, I have happy thoughts. And then I realized, well, where does all this take place? Inside the mind, of course, inside that thing our skull, right? So inside the brain. So then I realized, well, profits are not just money. It's everything that comes into our life. And everybody wants things coming into our life that is of good nature, of good sound, of good standing. So mental profits, your thoughts create your income. So that's how I started that. I barely made it through high school, drove by a lot of colleges. I was in that 2%, right? We've all heard somebody use this phrase before. I was in the 2% that made the top 98% possible. So I had to realize something very early on, that my ability to communicate wasn't going to be necessarily in the written word. It had to be in the spoken word. And there's two ways to speak. There's words to tell, and there's words that will be said and words that will be read. And when we learn the power of the words we have to allow people to embrace their unlimited possibilities, like your book is, it's in the words they say in their head when we're not here. So that's how I got started in this. That's what caused me to go down this path, has allowed me to love standing in front of audiences and watching them release their own possibilities, like your book says, and allows them to have it. So that's where I came up with the mental profits. Everything in our head, all the thoughts we have bring something into our life, and I hope it's all positive.
Well, I think we all need to work on keeping it positive, because this world can kind of bring you down if you let it. I think it's so important to listen to people like you and to work with people like you who share a positive attitude and share that anything is possible.
You know, it is. It's what happens is that we sometimes put limits on our possibilities. You know, we order a cup of coffee from a server or a waitress at a restaurant, and we're not shocked that it shows up. Do you know what had to happen to get that there? You know, but it's because we go with an intent into that place, into that location, going, I know there's coffee here. If we would have, what would happen if we just went into everything we go in life knowing, embracing, as you tell us, as you teach us, to say, I know that's going to happen. And then we're not shocked when we find the job of our dreams, the love of our life, raise the children that are just absolutely spectacular and turn us on and turn us up. But it's this knowing, and it is that positive, and it is not foo-foo and fluff-fluff when we talk about, well, it is, you got it, you know, power of positive thinking. Also, some action has to be put in there, too, but boy, I'm telling you, if you just change the state of mind, it's amazing.
I hear you. You know, Sean, we talk a lot about worthiness on this show. Many times people were taught the feeling of unworthiness in their life. Was that ever a challenge for you? Did you ever have an unworthiness challenge? And if so, how did you overcome it?
Yeah, you know, it's everyone thinks that when you're, you know, when you're at the top of your game, when you're in the front, when you're leading the pack, you know, they call you lucky. But we've all had those moments. I was the son. I had two older brothers, but mom had some drinking challenges. So, you know, you're raised with those things of limiting beliefs, and you're not good enough, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. So, yeah, I did have that. There was a moment that my life changed where I made a decision to not have that kind of input, to not be listening to that kind of stuff. Now, it's all around us. You have to be able to put a filter on it. But, yeah, I grew up with those kinds of things, being the baby of the family, two older brothers, right? You know, you get picked on a lot. And that's just life, though. Today they have names for those challenges. We grew up, we just called it being the younger brother.
I hear you. I was the younger sister, so I get it. Hey, Sean, I know that you came out of the womb being absolutely famous and perfect, right? Nothing bad ever happened to you. So share with us a little bit. Have you ever had any failures in your life, and how did you overcome them?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had many failures. I was raised, I went to Catholic school and had the nuns, and so the priests, you know, always gave you, he always put you in your place, if you will, and that was just, you know, things that they did. And from having, you know, discipline and different things, and then growing up on a farm, have, you know, watching animals be born and animals pass away, and some of them your dearest, you know, pets and so forth. So you have these challenges. Then in school, you know, I wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. First semester of high school, I had a 0.9 grade point average. I wasn't invited back to the school I was attending. So I've had a lot of challenges. I've been in business since the age of 18. I've had million-dollar contracts fail. I've had bids that I did on jobs that were $100,000, and it cost us about $150,000 to do it. So there were moments when I just wanted to say, I quit so many times. But my dad always said, there's two kinds of experiences you can have, Sean. He said, it's experience you can buy or experience you can pay for. And since we didn't have a whole lot of money growing up, we paid for a lot of those experiences. And I got to say, there's times when I was running crews of 50, 60 guys and they all quit for whatever reason, had a walk-off. You just have to realize the sun is still spinning. The earth is still spinning. I'm still breathing. And we just got to get through it. And this too shall pass. So, yeah, there's been a lot of challenges. And challenges as of last week. So it's not like it's, okay, now that I've hit this arc of success that's gone away, so now it happens every day. What really, where the difference is what I say when I now see it inside my own heart, inside my own head. So,
well, I was kind of chuckling when you said last week, because you, like me, travel quite a bit, and airports can be a challenge.
You know, that,
keeping
it,
a smile.
Absolutely right.
Right, keeping a smile and a positive attitude at that airport and knowing that you're going to get there and all will be well.
Yeah,
now, there's a
little secret out, Carol, for anyone that does travel. If you do put a smile on in an airport, you will be amazed at what wonderful things will happen to you with just a smile because of society today.
I hear you. I've gotten first-class tickets because I was nice.
Exactly.
In a bad situation.
Yep.
So, hey, Sean, we're going to break for a short message, and we will be right back.
Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt like good things happen to everyone but you? Have you ever wanted things in your life to change? If you answered yes to any of these questions, check out Carol A. Briney's book, Embracing Your Unlimited Possibilities, A Handbook for Life. For an autographed copy, go to carolabriney.com and simply click on the book. This powerful book is also available at your favorite online bookstore. Remember this, your life and your business will only grow to the extent that you are willing to learn and grow personally. So get your copy of this awesome book now, because you are here to shine. And you'll never know how many lives you will impact by allowing your light to shine.
Okay, we are back. I am speaking with international speaker and coach Sean Murphy, and we're sharing a little bit about how you overcome failures, the failures in your life, and how you overcome them, because the same wind blows on all of us. I like to bring failures up on this show because so often people think because you're at the top of the, or at the front of the top of the heap or the front of the pack, you don't have any challenges anymore. But the reason you're at the top of the heap or the front of the pack is because of how you handled the challenge, not the fact that you didn't fail. It's the fact that you learned and failed forward. So, one of the things I hear you say quite often, Sean, is that failures are taught to us in everyday life. Failure is taught to us in everyday life. What do you mean by that?
You know, there's everything right now. If you poured yourself a cup of coffee and if you've ever sipped it and it was hot, that's a failure because you didn't continue to consume it. You had to wait till it was just right. So you learn from that. Maybe now you add in a piece of ice cube. So those are little things. Bigger things, construction. Now that we have GPS on our phones, the Google or Waze will tell us where there's construction. And if we run into it and we turn our phone on and it goes, oh, yeah, you're in the middle of a two-hour traffic jam, you're like, oh, I should have done that sooner. That was a failure that you learn from. Now, if you repeat it, that's called habitual. That's where when your thoughts and your emotion, your thoughts, actions, and results are out of alignment, that's where we get stress from. We're not stressed when we drink a hot coffee. We go, okay, it'll cool down. We know how to fix it. So everything in life teaches us stuff. Walking out your front door, forgetting your keys, forgetting your phone, having to walk back in. These are all little things that if we get stressed about it, we'll continue to, like a radio, tune into those things and bring more of those to us, and then we get a lot more opportunities to learn. But we learn from everything we do is either a success or failure, and then we adjust accordingly to make it the way we want. So it happens every moment of every day.
Well, you know, that's really empowering when people hear it that way. Because once again, so often, that little setback can set us back all day if we let it.
It's crazy. It is. But again, if you've ever been walking around your counter and you've hit your hip on the counter, that was a failure. And what happened is that you won't do it now for the next couple of months because you've trained yourself. You've succeeded in avoiding that. So, yeah, it's... And I think you probably taught that to me, Carol, years ago when we were first meeting in some seminar somewhere. But it's one of those things that happens all the moment. So here's the good news. Give yourself credit for all the successes you have. Just like Carol said, if it's empowering to hear it in that little statement. Don't forget to give yourself the credit for all of the good things you did in the last hour.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Empowering. It's such a different way to live life than I was taught as a child.
Oh.
And it's such a happier way to live life.
Isn't it? Oh, you're so right.
One of my absolute all-time favorite books that I read about 30 years ago, actually, and I often refer back to it, is Dr. Shad Helmstetter's book, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. I know that you are partnered with the Dr. Helmstetter. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, we've during the course of our lives, we come across things that we say, you know what, man, what the heck does that title even mean? What do we say when we talk to ourselves? And so you read the book, and I had a friend refer it to me, and I read the book, and I went, oh, my gosh. And I got the audios, and it significant part of my success backpack, if you will, of tools that I use every day. And I said when I first, you know, we all have these dreams, right? Just like the little kids, right? And I said, man, I'd love to work with this guy. This is exactly what I'm good at. This is exactly what I can do because I'm going to do what I can do well. And this I could do. I can teach people this because why? It's not about how great I can teach you. It's about how well can you listen to the self-talk, because it's so empowering to know that you have the ability inside you. So I worked through that, and then I emailed them, I chatted them with on Facebook, and this past June, actually it was in November, he called me up. He says, I'd like a chance to have a little personal conversation with you, and he said, I want you to be a part of this group in January. I'm inviting people from around the world. It's a select group. It's handpicked by me, of people who I believe can carry on this message that I've been creating for the last 40 years. And I said, Dr. Shad, I will be there. Bells on, whistles, whatever. And we spent 3.5 days together learning the power of self-talk and actually how to teach it systematically to people so that in a matter of days, in a matter of weeks, people can see themselves on the road to their dreams. And it's all because of their self-talk. So that's how that partnership came about. The book, the desire, putting it out there, and then all of a sudden it shows up and we go, well, that was easy.
Well, of course you took some action, too. You reached out.
I did.
You know, that's the big part, and that's the part I don't want people to ever forget, is there is some divine right action to take. I'm not saying go out there and be a crazy busy person. I'm saying sit back, listen to your soul, talk to you, and listen to that divine right action and do it. And that's what you did. You took that action, and that's a huge part of getting where you want to go.
Focused on the activity that would get me. See, there's one of two things. You're either going to move closer to your goal or farther away. The challenge is most people either A, don't know which direction they're heading, or B, when they head down the path that's taking them away, go, oh, well, always me again, poor me. No, you have to constantly be checking in. So you're saying, Sean, I need to monitor my mind, my thought, my actions? Yes! Because if you don't, you're working on someone else's dream. In order for you to embrace your unlimited possibilities that Carol's been teaching us for years and has finally put it into a book that we can all read at our own convenience, you have to monitor your results. You have to look at it. Because if you don't, then you're giving up. That's that daily success or failure. Monitor it for the successes. So, yeah. Keep track of it. Take the actions. Put those mental profits into your life and watch the success that comes.
Too cool. Too cool. I love it. You make it so easy to understand, Sean. You make it like I'm ready. Sign me up for your course. I'm ready to go. You just make it. I love it when things are brought down to the lowest common denominator so that I can understand. Like, there's no hocus pocus.
No.
There's no impossible things to do. It's just learn to follow, to mind your thoughts, and choose the good ones.
You know, it's no different than right now everyone that's listening to this audio is breathing. And if a bus went by that spewed out all of the CO2 and the NOx and the gases, we'd turn our head, we'd do something, we'd try to cover up, and we didn't have to go, let's see, should I or should I not breathe cleaner air? Should I or should I not have cleaner thoughts? Should I not embrace my possibility? Should I not be doing what I'm about to go do, and will it move me closer or farther? If you just think in the forward, just a minute. We talk about 90-day plans, 100-day plans, 5-year plans. We don't even know what we want for lunch. So figure out what it is in the next 30 seconds, in the next minute, in the next 90 minutes. Am I going to be closer to my goal in the next 90 minutes? And I promise you, if you start that right now, in this second, if you begin to embrace your unlimited possibilities right now, the next 90 minutes will be spectacular for you and your family.
I hear you. You know, it's funny because my next question for you actually was, how can someone live a more conscious and present life using what you teach?
Well, let me say it this way. Folks, listen very carefully. Everything you've ever said, everything you've ever done, every words that have ever been spoken to you, every word you've ever spoken has been recorded in your brain. What has been repeated on a regular basis has become permanent. It's why you can go to a family reunion and somebody talk to you about something or meet an old high school friend and go, remember Mr. So-and-so, Mr. Miller? No, I don't remember. Remember where we had his class? And they'll start walking you down this path of memory and you go, oh, now I remember. It just proves everything has ever been recorded. So what I do is those things that have, in the course of a lifetime, from the time you were born to the time you were 18, about 100,000 negative things have been said to us. If you lived in a positive household, relatively positive, have been recororded. You can't do it. You're like your aunt so-and-so. You're no good at that. You'll never be good at that. That's what we can rewire. Neuroplasticity teaches us we can rewire the brain. So this is through science. So what I teach people is on a daily basis, begin to wire your brain for success. Begin to put in the positive thoughts. What happens is when we start to do that, the negative side kicks up and goes, oh, yeah, sure, like that's going to work. But I promise you, it does. I've seen the results. I've watched children who can't focus for more than a minute wind up having lives of dreams. That I've just seen these stories time and time again. So what I want to help you with is that what Carol teaches us is that embracing your unlimited possibilities, it begins with your words. It begins with what you say on a daily basis. And I promise you, you can rewire your brain. Because your brain got wired to the negative side. If you're a negative type person, if you're a positive type person, that got wired too. So either way, whatever those limiting things are that's keeping you from embracing that unlimited possibilities, it happens with self-talk. So that's what I help people with, Carol.
That is huge. And at the end of this podcast, we are going to be giving some information on how you can contact Sean and how you can contact him to either be in a training of his or to even bring him into a group that you belong to have him come in and train the group. So, Sean, in your studied opinion, can anyone become successful regardless of their background?
Absolutely. If one person has, anyone can. That's what it says in The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace D. Wattles. Put this to a test. There's no reason to test it, but if one person has done it, you can do it. And if you use the steps, if I were to give you the recipe to go make chocolate chip cookies, if you've never baked before, you can make a chocolate chip cookie. You may make it better to your taste, to your wants, as you do it over and over and over again. But yes, success is the same thing. There is a recipe. It is scientific. If you do the right, it's not about doing the right things. It's about doing the right things in a certain way. And that's what Carol teaches. That's what I teach. That's what all of the greats teach. It's not about doing certain things. It's about doing them in a certain way. And that's the part that gets left out of certain trainings and conversations because they're looking to just move a book or move a product. It's about doing it in that certain way, and that's what the secret is.
That truly is the secret. You need to take action.
Yeah.
I am so tired of hearing people say, oh, just think about it. I love vision boards. I love goals. I love all of those things. They are such a crucial part of having a great life. But it all is, the catalyst is action. It's taking that action so that all of these things can come about.
You know, Carol, it's so powerful what you say because where do we put a vision board together? We put it together in our house, in our home, quietly, privately. We do it in a seminar. It's quiet time. It's private time. We're cutting out magazines. We're thinking in our thoughts, man, that'd be good. But that second thought that shows up is you'll never get that. But I got to finish the vision board, so let me get it done. I take it home and I put it in a closet. It is a catalyst, but it's a catalyst, folks, for you to get the courage. You have to have the courage in order to go do something. Life is a full-out sport. It is not a closet sport. You can't live your – I mean, you can't be successful. I've never – what's the phrase? I've never known a successful hermit. So you have to take that action. You have to get out there. And what Carol does, what I do, what a lot of the teachers are that are out there, the mentors, the coaches, is you got to find somebody that syncs with you to give you the courage to say, I support you, I believe in you, and use my belief in you until you have yours, and then we'll take it to the next level. But you got to take that first step. That's the biggest fear. A vision board is designed to help you at least focus at which direction, the closer or farther away towards your goal on that first step, but you got to take that first step.
Exactly. Well said. Well said. Said like the true coach you are. Hey, Sean, you once told me that being a better listener is a daily challenge for you. I find that to be something I work on daily, too. How important do you believe good listening skills are to success?
Oh, here's the thing. Zig Ziglar said it best. Help enough other people get what they want, you can get what you want. How do you help somebody else get what they want? Get them, help them get what they want. Now, if somebody says, I want a salad, my question might be is, okay, so is it a salad just for the salad? Is it a salad? I'm thinking in my head, this is how my brain works. Is it a salad because they're looking to be healthier? They're looking to eat more? So I start to ask a question, why a salad? And you start to hear people explain what it is they want and what you have to really listen for, right? If you've been involved in personal development at all, you've probably heard these. So these are nothing new. It's not the bars that hold the tiger. It's the space between. It's not the note. It's the silence between the note that makes the music. It's not what somebody's saying. It's what they're hoping you will hear. Because anytime we're in a conversation with people, we're publicly speaking. Publicly speaking makes us scared, makes us afraid. So we're going to say what we think we can say. We're not going to go into that. Let me tell you why I'm having a salad. I love my family. I want to be able to play with my 11-year-old son. I want to be healthier. I want a salad. But what are they saying? Somebody says, I want to create income. What are they saying? Start listening for what that space is in between their thoughts. And I promise you, very few people are doing that with the people you're having conversations with. And people will start to say, oh my God, I love talking with you. You are such a great person to have a conversation with. And you've never said anything because you listen. It's so important. It's what's allowed me to put commas in my check. I promise you, Carol, listening is what has allowed me to be at the level of success I am today. Not my ability to speak, my ability to listen. Because in order for me to speak about something, I had to find out what it is they want. So listening, it's so important.
I hear you. People always are amazed at me when I'll meet them 6 months later and I'll repeat something they said to me. They're like, how do you know that? I said, because I listened to you the first time we talked. I paid attention.
Isn't it so cool? It is.
Right. I hear you. How cool is that? Well, you know, this time is just blowing by here. So I have one more big question for you. I have 1,000 questions for you. We're going to have you back because I'm having so much fun. And I think our listeners are learning so much from you. And I am so thrilled by that. But my last question for you today is, what is your message for entrepreneurs?
In today's society, we're in this social network, 140 characters, we're in this six-second attention span. Be in the present. The challenge with entrepreneurs is we're programmed to fix things. We're programmed to provide a solution. And because of today's society, the six-second attention span, you look at any commercial, it'll change every 6 seconds. You look at, again, Twitter, 140 characters, and social media. People don't even click like on Facebook because they're afraid of publicly speaking. My message to entrepreneurs today is be in the moment. Don't worry about the text that just buzzed in your pocket. Don't worry about the three people that walk behind somebody else and going, oh, my God, those could be great clients. Don't worry about the phone. Be in the moment. If you connect with somebody at an eye level, at a heart level, at a cellular level, at an emotional level, you will eliminate 98% of the competition out there. If you allow that person to look at you and go, I can create my unlimited possibilities with this entrepreneur, I'm in. So you're asking people to connect with you. You're asking people to be in state with you. So if you're in state, if you're tuned in, turned on, fired up, and focused, you'll watch other people begin to relax in their seat, their shoulders drop, and pay a little bit more attention. They'll look you in the eye just a little bit more, and that's the beginning of what could be a lifetime relationship. It doesn't matter if it's a CEO, a single mom. We're talking about humans being.
I can't even respond to that. It was so powerful. I'm in awe. In awe. You shut my mouth, and that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your words of wisdom today. Just one thing after another. Just this is such a treat today to be able to learn from you and share with you. How can people reach you? How can they contact you either if they want to maybe take a workshop from you, have you mentor them, or have you speak in front of a group?
Well, one of the things is that it's me person to person. They can go Google Sean G. Murphy, but if you want to connect, if something stirred in your passion in your person, just reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook, but here's my cell phone number, 469-834-9063. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he just put his cell phone out there. You know why? Because a lot of times for many people, just writing it down is enough for them. And that's great if it is. But if you're serious, make the phone call. You can email me at Sean G. Murphy now. You like the now part? Sean G. Murphy now at gmail.com. And we'll have an intake session. I'll spend 15, 20 minutes on the phone with you. I want you to have more. Here's why. I'm very selfish. If I can put one more smile in the world, Carol, guess where that smile is going to eventually show back up? For my bride, Michelle, of 15 years, and my son, Mason, who's 11. And that is why I do this. I want smiles in my family's life. And because that, they have to start with you, the listener.
Well, thank you for sharing all that with our listeners. And, you know, listeners, get after this. If anything Sean said resonated with you, today's the day. Take the action. Today is the day. Take action now. One of the things we do at the end of, well, the thing we do at the end of every show, Sean, is we show gratitude. Gratitude is such a game changer. Gratitude will change your life from one of trials and tribulations to one of joy and happiness just by looking for what there is to be grateful for. So I am grateful. I am actually appreciative today of all the gorgeous flowers out in my yard and all the trees blooming. I appreciate my good friends, friends like you, Sean, my good health, and the ability to choose joy and happiness every day. Sean, do you have anything you'd like to add to gratitude?
You know, Carol, it's so very important. I'm grateful I'm on this side of the grass today. I'm grateful of all the things, the laughs I had this morning with Mason and Michelle. I'm grateful that I have this ability to know the difference. That's one of the things I'm grateful for all the time. I deal with a senior market, and sometimes we've all heard about some challenges that happen with the memory where you don't know the difference anymore. So that's one that stands in front of me every day. I'm grateful that I know the difference between moving towards my goal or moving away from having a smile or having a tear. I'm grateful that I get to experience that two sides of the coin. So that's one of the things that drives me, because knowing that, I can always be on the right direction and on the right path, and having friends like you that allow me to expand and express that joy I have, it's a great day.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Sean. I truly had, I just had such fun. I cannot believe this time has gone by so quickly. I think we could probably talk together for 5 hours and not come up for air.
Well, you know, we're speakers, right? It takes a half an hour to clear our throat.
There you go, to get you rolling. Well, I'll tell you what, you got rolling quick here today because you gave some great information. So thank you for being here. I truly appreciate you.
It's my privilege. And folks, don't forget to thank Carol. And I know she'd never ask you for this, but we need to all embrace our unlimited possibilities. So if you don't have the book, get it. Thank her for it. Thank her for her time. Thank anyone else you can think of today that's allowing you to do more of what you want. And Carol, thank you for allowing me this chance. Hugs to you, my dear.
It was my pleasure. So, everyone, until next time.
It's time to say so long for another day. Remember, you, my friend, are an awesome, wonderful, delightful, caring, fabulous, beautiful, giving, super fine, divine being here on this planet to enjoy your ever-expanding possibilities. Follow your bliss. Allow your light to shine. And by doing so, you are automatically giving your best to the world. So until next time, when we will be discussing your unlimited possibilities, namaste.